Well, howdy, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. What do you say in today's show we talk about hogs? Nothing new to High Plains Outdoors, but let's talk about a hunt them at night with lights, and let's talk with someone that knows a lot about this, Mr. John Austin. Now, John has he invented a system, a night hunting system, called the Hog Fader. Now, the website is hogfader.com. Let's learn about this system. It's a system where the light comes on slowly. It intensifies where you can shoot hogs with a conventional rifle scope. You can see your crosshairs or thermal or whatever you want to use. John, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
So it's called the Hog Fader, and I use one. I know about this, so I can talk semi-intelligently about it. You set it up. It's a heavy-duty feeder motor battery, a big solar panel that keeps that battery charged. You set it up on your feeder if you're hunting hogs, and it's motion-activated. But, John, it comes on so slowly that it does not spook hogs when it's coming on. And that's a big deal for me, it was, you know?
Yeah.
Tell us about the sequence of it, you know.
Well, it comes on automatically at night. The whole thing is automatic. There's no on switch or off switch or settings to monkey with.
So,
it comes on at dusk, powers on, and then when motion is triggered, the little red alert, what I call red alert LEDs on the side of the case, will blink 5 times. Letting you know that motion has been sensed and that it's getting ready to start brightening. Before motion is sensed, the light is very, very dim. It has a very, very soft glow. So it doesn't use your battery up. And the hogs don't see a bright light and get spooked and stay away. So anyway, it gets triggered and it slowly brightens for 70 seconds. So a minute and 10 seconds, it's in its brightening phase. It gets brighter and brighter. You can barely tell it's getting brighter until you realize it.
Right.
And then once it gets to its full brightness, it'll stay there for 2 minutes. And then after the 2 minutes, the light needs to cool down. It generates a lot of heat. So then it starts fading down for 45 seconds and goes back to dim again. Once motion's triggered again, it'll immediately start brightening back up for another 2 minutes in case you didn't take your shot during the first 2 minutes.
Yep. It's almost like an eclipse. Folks, I use this system of John Austin's here, but it's almost like an eclipse. I've stood under it just to experience it, and you literally cannot. All of a sudden, it's so dark, you can't see hardly outside the little circle. Then bingo, it's full brightness, and you could be out, and I've done it, 65 yards away with a rifle scope, and you can see your crosshairs. You know, I use thermal a lot. I use an ATN thermal scope. I hunt with that a lot, but I hunt over a corn feeder. This thing it made it easier because you watch the little red lights, and when they start blinking, bingo, then you get your scope up, whether it be a thermal or whatever, and take aim and make your shot. So, John, folks can learn a lot about this on your website. And tell them how to get there and get the full picture, more than we have time to really describe, you know?
Yeah, they can go to hogfader.com, hogfader.com, and browse around. The light is, I call it the Illuminator. It's the Hog Fader mm-hmm. Illuminator.
Yep.
And it's our standard light. And I've got another light coming out soon. We'll talk about another time.
We'll talk about it next time. John, thank you a lot for being with us. And we will get you back. This other thing is cutting edge, too. I want to spend some time on a future show. Folks, thank you for being with us today. Thanks to Mr. John here for talking about his unique invention. And remember, go to our website here on High Plains Public Radio, and you can see all the folks that make this possible. You can direct links to all of them. Till this time next week, folks, be safe in the outdoors.